We had reflected on the Rambam's both clear affirmation of the Gzeres Shava between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah, Shava Yovel and Rosh Hashanah, Tzkiyo LeBrachos, and at the same time, his insistence that the Mechayev is quite different, and not just because one of them is a mitzvah Tzkiya, the Hainu Yovel, and not just because one is a mitzvah Hashmiya, which is a Rosh Hashanah, and again, not everybody will agree to the Rambam's supposition about that. They might hold the Gzeres Shava more tightly, the Hainu Rabbi Nutam and the Smag, right, who say the mitzvah Tzkiya shofar, the Rosh Hashanah. So the Rambam is, as usual, holding from a very subtle position. Gzeres Shava is dispositive. Shava Yovel the Rosh Hashanah Letzkiyo LeBrachos. That's how we learn that the shofar gufa has to be the same. The minyan hatzkiyos have to be the same. The brachos, right, in terms of malchios, zechonos, and shofaros, have to be the same. And yet the Rambam wants to maintain, again, the philosophical and conceptual independence of the mitzvah. Dehainu in Yovel, it's a hachraza, l'shiluach ha'avadim, and in Rosh Hashanah, right, it's the zikaron ka'asi, this is a quite remarkable thing. So we're going to read one more passage in the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel, and then maybe I'll make a suggestion as to how the Rambam felt comfortable integrating these, going all the way back to the beginning of our presentation last week. Right? It seems like, you know, it's a little bit trying to have your cake and eat it too, to say, Shaval Yovel the Rosh Hashanah, the Tekiyo the Brachos, and the shofar is going to be the same, and the Minyan HaTekiyo is going to be the same, the Brachos is going to be the same, but the nature of the mitzvah is completely different. So, like, how exactly, you know, can a person maintain that? We have Tanaim that broke the Gzeres Shava largely on that basis. So, let's take a look. So, this is the Rambam in the very beginning, his presentation of the mitzvah Tekiya in the Mishnah Torah. Mitzvah Saseh Litkoa B'Shofar B'Asiri L'Tishrei. I pointed out in the past that, again, why would you highlight not Yom Kippur, but Asiri L'Tishrei? You know, that's playing up the Gzeres Shava. Melamed Shokol Tkiyo Shokol Chodesh HaShavi'i B'Shave. Umitzvah Zom Esur L'Bez Din Tchila Shenemar V'Arta Shofar Tzura V'Chol Yachid V'Yachid Chayav L'Skoa Shenemar Taviru Shofar. So again, there's a Chovas HaTzibur aspect, which is Mesur L'Bez Din, and then there's an aspect which is inherent in the Yachid. That's part of the unique quality of Tkiyas Shofar B'Yovel. V'Token B'Shofar Teisha, right? That's, again, part of Shava Yovel Rosh Hashanah L'Tzkiyo L'Brachos. So, again, you need Teisha. That's based on the fact that it says Trua three times, P'shuta L'Fana, P'shuta L'Achareha, K'derech Shetoken B'Rosh Hashanah, U'Mavirin Shofar B'Chol Gvul Yisrael, Shofar Shal Yovel Rosh Hashanah, Echad Hu L'Chol Davar. That's the Chefts of the Shofar. The rules are the same. V'Echad Rosh Hashanah V'Echad HaYovel, Litzikios Ela Shabiyovel Token Bein Beizin Shekitchubos Achodesh Bein Beizin Shelo Kitchubos Achodesh Bechol Yachid Beyachid Chayev Litkoa Kol Zman Shebeizin Yoshim Shelo Bifnei Beizin Over Rosh Hashanah Shechalios Beshabbos. We know this to be the sheet of the Rif. The Rambam picked up on it. Lo Hayu Token Ela Bebeizin Shekitchubos Achodesh. Right, that again, that's part of Takanas Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. And then after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, right, in the Beis Hamikdash, you could always blow the shofar on Shabbos. And after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, he made a takana that at least in Yavna, there's a machlokas with the parameters of the takana is only in Yavna, or Kol Malkom Sheish Bo Bezdin. So the Rambam says, Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos, lo you're talking about Bezdin Shekitchu Bo Esachodesh. So it has to be at least that kind of Bezdin, not an ad hoc Bezdin. Vein Kol Yachid V'Yachid Tokeya, Ella Bifnei Bezdin. And again, there's an issue there in terms of the question of Hotzah. So Bezdin Mizarzenheim, and they'll make sure that the Yechidim are not, over in terms of Hotzah and Shabbos. So again, to get back to our question, before we pick it up tomorrow with the Rambam, again, in the parallel Rambam in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, which is sheds even more light. Does anybody have an idea how the Rambam could have sort of had his cake and eat it too? He says, look, you know, there are these differences, Tkiyah versus Shmiyah. Certainly the emphasis on Tkiya by Yovel as opposed to Trua on Rosh Hashanah. The Shofar is the same. The Minyan HaTkiyos is certainly the same. The Brachos are the same. But how do you really maintain this idea?
They're both expressions of Tkiya Nadayim.
Okay, good. I think that's true.
The following seniors, please come to Tatkatz's office. The following seniors, please come to Tatkatz's office. Shaya Nogrosevsky, Jonathan Rutter, and
very much in terms of the theme of Malchios and Rosh Hashanah and Kiyav Adai, Hema Shoretz Esios and Beretz Yisrael, Lo Simkrim Mimkaris Aved, and that being the Yovel piece, I totally agree with that, Ephraim. But if you had to look for a model, not far from Shofar,
the following students.
So, any parallel, not so far from the world of Shofar? Hint, hint. Right, so the Rambam, this is now getting back to the original question, much to the Magid Mishnah's surprise, integrated what appeared to be two very different mitzvahs of Chatzotzros into one presentation. One of them was clearly Tzkiyah-oriented, the other one was clearly Trua-oriented. One of them was of Yom Simchascham V'mo'odeichem, right, was this very declarative statement, you know, Utkatem B'Chatzotzros. The other one was, you know, really Alatzara Torah Reschem, you know, Mimamakim, V'chisavon L'chama B'yartzachem, Ayin, you know, Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mesim, Sukhum L'fanav. So maybe it's not a surprise that the Rambam felt that
Sam Weinberg.
If the Rambam is, what I'm suggesting is that the Rambam felt that you could integrate Chatzotzros despite what he'll concede are the obvious differences between, you know, the agenda in both cases. So maybe it wasn't a bridge too far for the Rambam to say, yeah, well, there's some really obvious differences between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah. One of them is a mitzvah tekiya, one of them is a mitzvah shmiya. So, again, you know, if the Rambam felt that it was possible to integrate the two different mitzvahs of Chatzotzros, one of them, again, being a tekiya orientation, one of them being a true orientation, one of them being a lot closer to a hachraza, the other being, again, more focused on the need for Hashem to remember us, v'niskartem b'nei Hashem Elokeichem, v'noshatem me'yivoichem, not to say that zikaron isn't a function when it comes to the tekiya korbanos. So I think that this, the Rambam's version of the Gzeirah Shava really comes into sharper focus. He allowed for certain differences. He allowed for a different emphasis in terms of Shmiah versus Tekiah. He allowed for differences, frankly, between Tekiah and Truah. But just like you had by the Chatzotzros, right, you could somehow tolerate the idea that it integrates into one mitzvah, despite the fact that there are clearly two different themes. Maybe the Rambam didn't have a problem at all with the idea that the Gzeirah Shava between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah wouldn't have to be parallel in all directions. You wouldn't have to say that the mitzvah of Tkiyah, unlike the Smag and Rabbeinu Tam, he's not going to feel the need to say that the mitzvah in Rosh Hashanah is a mitzvah of Tkiyah. You know, that's part of their calculus, is surely the Gzeirah Shava, Shava Yovel Rosh Hashanah, the Yovel, Tkiyah, the Brachos, the mitzvah of Tkiyah by Yovel, so it's going to be a mitzvah of Tkiyah by Rosh Hashanah. So the Rambam, uniquely, I think because of his Chatzotzros flexibility, let's call it, much to the Makid Mishnah's surprise, that the Rambam is going to maintain a certain flexibility in terms of the Gzeirah Shava. Yes, for the Cheftz of Shofar. Yes, for the Brachos Malchios Zichronos of Shofar. Yes, for the Minyan Hatzkios, but totally different in terms of the nature. Again, Tkiyah versus Trua, and Tkiyah versus Shmia. I think that the origins of the flexibility in the Rambam, really with respect to Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah, versus Shofar Shal Yovel, right, in terms of the way that that's actually applied, I think the roots of that are very much in the world of Chatzotzros. Hold it up here, sorry for the interruptions, and we'll pick it up tomorrow with the Rambam's classical formulation in the very beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah.